The Torah tells us in Parashat Shemini that there are numerous things that promote halachas of tumah, that make things spiritually unclean. And then the Torah tells us, "Ach mayim ubor mikve mayim yitor," that a well and a body of water, a collection of rainwater that's in the ground, yitor, will remain tor, in a status of tor, and it does not become tamei through the different things that Torah describes that do transmit their status of tumah to other items or people. Masechtas Mikvois deals with the halacha of mayim ubor mikve mayim in the two different applications. Number one, in the fact that it doesn't become tumah, and number two, how it is metaher somebody or something, a vessel or an object which became tumah. The Torah teaches us that there are two types of bodies of water that can make something tar. One is a mine, one is a well, and the second one is a bor, a ditch, mikveh mayim, which has a gathering of rainwater in it. Although we're going to learn there are certain similarities, yet there are distinctions, because the Torah says, ach mayin, only a mayin, singling out the mayin, that the mayin is going to have, in certain aspects, different properties than the mikveh. A mayin, for the purpose of understanding this mesechta, is water which has pooled deep under the ground and flows out of the ground. And a mikveh mayim is a collection of rainwater which is gathered together in the ground. One of the similarities is that both the mikveh and the mayim have to be in the ground, not in a vessel. Tefillah in a vessel is not a kosher tefillah. Water in a keli, even if it's rainwater, which is received in a keli, will not be a tired person. And the second similarity is that both are something which has been collected naturally. The rainwater is naturally collected in the ditch, in the hole in the ground where it's collected, and the well is naturally formed in the ground. If human intervention was used, if an implement like a keli, a vessel, was used to receive the rainwater, then pour it into the hole in the ground, that would invalidate the mikveh, and that is known as mayim she'uvim. There's a machlokes in the Rishonim, if the fact that we disqualify a mikveh, which is made out of mayim she'uvim, which consists of mayim she'uvim, is that min haTorah, that's only midrabanan. But there are fundamental differences, as we mentioned before, between a well and rainwater. A well, for instance, is metayer b'kol shu. It does not necessitate a shear of memso in order to be metayer. As long as the surface of the object or the person that is immersing himself in these waters is covered, that constitutes a tefillah, and you do not have to measure and make sure that you have 40 saw. Whereas a mikveh needs, at least for tefillahs adam and midrabanan for tefillahs kelim, it needs 40 saw. It has to have a measurement of 40 cubics. Secondly, a mayin is metayer bezoichlin. The word zoichlin means while the water is moving, while the water is leaking, or while the water is running off, where a mikveh can only be used when the water is be'eshberin, when it is stationary. The word eshberin means stationary. Now, as we mentioned, the mikveh in the Torah is not described as a mikveh that has 40 sa. Midereisa, a mikveh is kosher to be matar for kelim, even if it has a revius, even if it has just a measurement of a revius of water. It already has the property of a mikveh that it's not makabel tumah, and it can be matar kelim that you are immersing in it. However, the chachamim mevatel l'shir revius for tefilas kelim, they don't allow a immersion in just a minimal amount of water for revius, and they necessitated that even for tefilas kelim, one use a mikveh that has in it memsa. But as we're going to learn in the first perek of this mesechta, in mesechtas mikvois, that although chachamim mevatel the halacha of revius, but they didn't totally do away with halacha revius. And any time we have a collection of water, which is a revius in the ground, of rainwater, it still has properties of a mikveh that is not mekabel tumah. Mishnah Aleph. Sheish Milas. There are 6 degrees, 6 levels, the mikvois, in the halacha of mikvois. Zu l'mayla mizu. Each one has an advanced Milah, it has a higher type of level of kashrus than the one underneath it. Vizula Milah Mizu. The first one is Megaboyim. Megaboyim means water which is in a little crack, crevice in the ground, of rainwater which naturally collected there. Let's say it rained, and it rained into a little pit. So you do not have memsa in this pit. This megaboyim are not mekabel tumah as long as they are in the ground. Once the water is removed from the ground, willingly, in other words, with kavana, person had intent to remove it, then it becomes nitlash, it becomes uprooted from the ground, and then at that point they can, yes, be mekabel tumah, but until that point, they're considered like a mikveh, and they are not mekabel tumah. But being that they don't have 40 saw, so they don't have the ability to be matire water that falls into them. So basically, every time we're going to have a situation, a chashash, that there is some tame water mixed into them, so we have to view it as we have the original megaboyim, which is not mekabel tumah. And in there, someplace, you have a teeper, perhaps, only a droplet of water, which is tameh, which can then go on to be metama other things once it's removed from the ground. So, therefore, shasa tameh, if a person who is tameh drank out of the water, so now the tameh person is metama the water that goes into his mouth, but when he drinks, some of the water remains on his lips, and it drips back into the pit. And that droplet, or maybe a little bit more than a droplet, that re-entered the pit, is now tamei water, which will not have bittul in the water of the megaboyim. And therefore, v'shasa tahor, if a tahor then drinks from this water after the tamei drank from it, tamei, he is tamei, because we are afraid that he may have, when the Torah drank from the water, he may have ingested some of the tamei water, along with the rest of the water now that he is toilish l'ratzen, that he intently removes from the pit. So therefore, all the water became tamei, and halacha is, it's the Rabbanan made a gezerah, which is mentioned in the Shabbos, Afid Gimel on the days, Yud Ches Dover. One of them is Shoyse Revius Mashkim Tameim. A person who drinks a Revius measurement of water, which is Tamei, his guf becomes Tamei to the extent that he is disqualified from eating Truma. Shosa Tamei. What happens in a situation where Tamei drinks from the water, and now what happened next was Mile Bechlitar. A person used a vessel which had a status of tahor, and now he drew water out of this little pit, out of this little crevice. So tamei, the keli becomes tamei, because we're afraid, once again, that there's a residual tipa, a droplet that fell back from the tamei who drank from the water. And it is now in the pit, and when he fills up with this keli, the keli becomes tamei. A third case, shasa tamei. Once again, tamei drank from it, and then v'naf al kika shel truma, a loaf of truma fell into the pit. So in hidiach, says the Mishnah, if you rinsed off the loaf of truma bread with the water that's in the pit, so now you have lifted up some of the water from the pit l'ratzain, with intent, in order to wash the truma bread. The truma bread itself that got wet when falling into the water is not going to become tamei because the water wasn't nitlash l'ratzain, the water in the pit wasn't uprooted. But once he did an act of hidiach, he literally rinsed it by slapping the water around, so then he has uprooted the water, and now the ability of that residual tipa that was there from the shasa tamei, from the tamei who drank out of the water, can be metama the rest of the water, and thereby be metama the truma. So therefore the Mishnah says, im hidiach tamei, but the imlo hidiach, if he doesn't rinse off the bread, so then, although the bread became wet, tar, the bread, the truma remains tar. Now, even though he lifted the bread out of the water, and some of the water came along with the bread as he lifted it out, that water wasn't neka le kavana, it wasn't uprooted with special intent. He wouldn't have minded if the water remains behind, so therefore it does not become tamei. Mishnah Beis. We're going to have a similar halacha, but over here the introduction of tumah to the water is not by a tamei that was shasa, that drank out of water. Rather, says the Mishnah, mile bichli tamei, if he filled up the he took water out of the pit with a vessel which was tamei, and now the same situation as we have before, that there's some fallback water from the outside of the keli which was tamei, and therefore was metama the water on the outside of the keli, falls back into the pit, and then the shasa tar, a person who is tar drank out of the water, so tamei, he is tamei because of the same reason we stated in Mishnah Aleph. Similarly, mila b'chli tamei, and then not another person came and drank, but umila b'chli tar, he filled up with the keli which was tar. Tamei, we have to assume that the keli became tamei because of the same reason we mentioned in Mishnah Aleph. Mile b'chli tamei, if he filled up with the chli tamei, and then the nafal kika shel truma, a loaf of truma bread fell into the pit. So im hidiach, if he willingly rinsed it off, so therefore he uprooted the rest of the water of the bars, and now all the water becomes tamei. Until then, it does not become tamei, as we mentioned before, because this loaf of truma bread was only nafal. It fell in, and he wasn't oiker any of the water, as long as the water is connected to the ground, so to speak. It is not mekabel tamei, but ve'im lo hidiach. So therefore, if he didn't rinse it off, he just lifted it out without a special intent of rinsing off the loaf remains tar, it remains tar, it is not mekabel tamei.